Welcome back to Reflections, your host Jorge Gonzalez, and we are talking, reflecting on the acronym SHIELD, and dealt with learning, and I went off on a little bit of a tangent with the school, St. Anselm, and the press secretary, Carolyn Leavitt, and the interchange with Pope Leo XIV on you know, her telling him that he should stick to faith rather than politics. And he said, you know, not a question of politics, a question of certain principles, of certain values, of and he gave her a response that was really profound. Didn't call her a puppet, but said, you got to be careful. Be careful and listen, and you don't speak for everyone. You know, make sure that you're following values, and so, you know, it was a learning process. Hopefully for Carolyn Leavitt, let's see what happens. But I think for the world, and in St. Anselm, there was that their magazine had a fantastic article on this $40 million donation that they received from the family Grapponi, Bob and Beverly Grapponi. They had a son, Greg Grapponi, the class of 04, 2004, who was really involved and loved the humanities and looking for what was important in life and really of the different courses. One was on the great books and fell in love with a book which I look over, and it's really important. Leo Tolstoy's Calendar of Wisdom, where for each day, using quotation from philosophers and politicians and religious persons, a lot of religious throughout history, would put together this book. And when he died, at the age of 38 from cancer, young guy, and then his father, during the process of the cancer, they were reading this book, you know, Tolstoy, Calendar of Wisdom, and when he died and passed away, little by little, the father kept on reading this book each day. There are kind of like short essays, is what they are, not a pithy little thing like a novelia, but a short essay. And little by little, decided to provide donation and money for the humanities program and other programs at St. Anselm's. And so I produced it for $40 million, and it's one of those stories of St. Anselm, you know, then Carolyn Leavitt, and the learning. There's the aspects of formal learning, and all. But okay, so moving on to the D of SHIELD, diet. Again, you know, there's. We're talking about well-being, and I always consider that holistically. It's the mental, it's the physical, and the spiritual, and of course the values that we all personally have, and in all of these things, personal ways of going at all this. But any article on well-being, you know, as and it's both diet and physical and emotional and all, is the diet. And we all know, what we should be avoiding, these processed foods and the sugars and salt, and be careful, with alcohol. Of course, not forget about drugs and, you know, taking care of ourselves with doctor visits and et cetera. But it's also, you know, easier said than done, I struggle like crazy, especially keeping my weight, tempted to to have desserts and more than I should, etc. And as I said, now we're finishing in the midst of Lent, and you know, this in the middle of Holy Week, and I have about 4 days left in my Lenten sacrifice, which is to not have alcohol at all, and to avoid sweets, you know, for desserts and all. And I added this year to not eat between meals. And thank goodness, or thank God, I've so far so good. I did have one small champagne where I, you know, everybody was came in and they gave you, and everybody was there, and there was a toast, and so I had about an inch and a half of champagne. Other than that, I have not broken during that whole period, you know, I feel good. And again, you know, the personal values of consistency, of, you know, being loyal to and following up and having the willpower. Once you make a goal, is I find is something. It's like, you know, like a muscle. You've got to put it in practice. Otherwise, you become, I think, you know, weak. And I think, and you know, respect to diet, not only the kind of good food, and I've been, you know, when you keep on go, all these things are together. You know, when learning, you have to keep on reading about, you know, what is good, and things change a little bit as you go forward. But you also have to keep on learning what is good for you. And just as you know, from this retreat I mentioned before, the Art of Living back in May, I've moved much more towards vegetarian, plant based, and. And right now, my breakfast is yogurt with fruit, you know, basically, and fresh fruit, and then with the, you know, these grains, acai, chia seeds, and flax seeds, and hemp seeds, which I put, so Greek yogurt with fruits and all, and much more vegetarian, and. I feel, you know, quite a bit better. I mean, you know, so I continue to struggle with weight, with, you know, giving up alcohol and the sweets and not eating between meals, and doing all this exercise, as I mentioned, for my birthday, the 29th, the 82 miles for the 82 years. Well, all that helps also, and controlling weight. I think I've lost about, you know, 10 pounds, 9 or 10 pounds during this period. But it's tough. I'm not that good at keeping the weight down the way it should, and it's a struggle. In my case, it's a super struggle. Okay, so that's the D, and then, you know, this bracket of S is you know, for spirituality, and quite a bit of articles. Arthur Brooks is one, the Harvard Business professor, who gives courses on success and well-being and happiness and all the good life. He gives importance to the spirituality, and when you read these places where persons have lived into the hundred, you know, and not only longevity but in good condition. I mean, emotionally and physically and mentally, most of them have the spiritual aspect, and they give a lot of importance to it. And I, for one, I think in the interactive of S.H.I.E.L.D., or whether you're S and S, I think we an important element for our well-being is to look at the bigger picture. Why are we here? What are we? You know, why shouldn't we fear death? And each of us at different levels. You know, have to, you have different terms. Some people just call it the system. Some people call it the fate. Some people, you know, believe as I do, and you know, I'm a fervent Catholic, and believe in the afterlife and the teachings of Jesus Christ, and I find that you know, inspiring and uplifting, and the Mass is partly meditation. It's always a learning experience with what Father Danilo writes in the bulletin and what his sermons are. They're important. They're important for my learning, important for my for the development of my mind, and for feeling emotionally better and all. And talking about you know, Pope Leo, who in that, in this particular the interchange with Carolyn Leavitt, he was very, very down to earth. I read he's much more spiritual, much more deeper than Pope Francis in terms of his message, and I don't get as, it's not as practical for me as Pope Francis was, but well, let's see as he's still developing, and my relationship, you know, I'm reading his things is still developing, so we'll see how it goes. But with this Holy Week, I think, you know, the spiritual aspects of S.H.I.E.L.D., whether you want to put it interactive or you want to put a new letter in there, as could be done, is pretty important. And I want to finish this program some reflections on violence, and we have at all levels with what's happened in Iran and Ukraine, what's happening in Ukraine, and it's a tough world out there right now, and you know, I as Pope Leo says, we need to start listening and to thinking. I had a few weeks ago the program on Iran that we visited, my wife and I visited, and I was hopeful that there was some reason to what seemed like a bad decision to go into the bombing Iran, and I'm fearful that it was going to be another Iraq, Afghanistan, Vietnam, where you know, nothing really fruitful to come out of it, and it's tonight. This is, as I say, them recording on Wednesday, and tonight President Trump will be addressing the nation on that particular subject, and it's hard to say what he's going to come up with. On the same day in the morning, he's going to blast and obliterate Iran, and then in the afternoon, he's talking about walking away and leaving the Strait of Hormuz up to other people to solve something that he created. You know, I believe in God, you know, we listening, and we had I believe that the agreement that had been reached with China and Russia and Germany, UK and United States with Iran, Trump walked away from was valuable and shouldn't have not been done, and we're probably not going to get back to that. It's been a disaster. But in terms of what's happening here, I'm not going to have time. We need to change our outlook on the drug problem, which is what's creating most of the violence in Puerto Rico. And we have to go back to the roots of it, which is holistic. There's no one silver bullet. So we've been working on that with Rotary, with the Proyecto Rotario Pro Paz that I've talked about in the past, and that we'll be continuing to talk about. But it's something that we have to deal with on a holistic basis, with many aspects of it in order to solve it. It can't just be, police arrest. It has to be much more than that. So Holy Week, peace to you. God bless you. Be spiritual in the way that you understand is important for your happiness and for your well-being. Take care. We'll be back next week. Jorge Gonzalez, Reflections.
Allegro WIPR 91.3 FM was proud to present Reflections, hosted by Jorge Gonzalez, reflecting on events with our well-being in mind.